Tefillah for Life, Shir 147, Sunday, Parshas Bishalach. The Bracha of Iter Yisrael B'Sifara, which is referring to the head covering that we wear on our heads, which demonstrates an Atara, which demonstrates a crown that we wear on our heads. And we explain that the message of wearing the yarmulke on the head is to demonstrate the importance of the Seichel, the importance of the Rosh, which should be the Aver that controls our actions. Reb Shimshon Pinkus says a fascinating understanding in the concept of Kisui HaRosh, in the concept of covering the head. And really this understanding comes off of the bracha of Eizer Yisrael Begvura, which we explained as referring to the separation between the emotion and the animalistic part of the body. Reb Shimshon Pinkus explains that the Shechina is Shoire on top of our heads, on top of our intelligence. Because the head is the most chashuv part in the body, that's where the Shechina rests. But the problem is, there needs to be some sort of separation between us and the Shechina. How is the Shechina able to rest on our heads? There has to be something separating us. And that's where the head covering comes in. The atara that we wear on our head demonstrates that we believe that the Shechina is above our heads. And therefore we make a mechitza, we make a covering that the Shechina should be able to rest on top of our heads. And this is the concept that when a person wears a head covering, it gives him yiras shamayim, because it demonstrates that the Shechina is resting on top of our heads. So the concept of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara is very similar to Oizer Yisrael B'Gvura. Just like over there, we need a barrier between the lower part of the body and the middle part of the body, the emotions, so too we need a barrier between the Seichel of the body and the Shechina, which is Shoire on top of the Seichel. And that's the purpose of the head covering. And that's a Tifara. That demonstrates beauty, because when we see a head covering, we associate it with the fact that the Shechina is on top of our heads. And there's a very important message in that. Reb Shimshon Pinkus explains that the reason why by Matan Torah there had to be Choshech, there had to be darkness, Onan, Arafel, it was a very thick darkness at Matan Torah. The reason is, in order for the Shechina to be able to come down, there has to be a separation between Klal Yisrael and the Shechina, between the mountain and the Shechina, and that's why we needed the cloud. That's why we needed the Choshech. And this is a concept that should be taken throughout our lives. Whenever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to reveal himself, whenever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to bring a person bracha, he brings some sort of difficulty, some sort of Choshech, that there should be a separation between the person and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come, so to speak, and give the person bracha. And that's why when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, experiences a tzara, he should realize that right after that is tremendous bracha. And this tzara is just a choshech. It's the separation that separates between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to give you tremendous bracha. And in order for him to come to give you that bracha, there has to be some sort of separation. And therefore a person experiences Rachmana Litzlan at tzara. And then after the tzara, he sees the bracha. He sees the gilui that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to send him. We will, Amir Tz Hashem, continue this discussion.